is this even possible? The number one gift that people are getting that want children is Hot Wheels. Hot Wheels.
Seems crazy, right?
Yeah.
I actually did, though. Spoiler alert. Wait, he's not up. He's not listening. My nephew, I bought him a set this year, and it's got like 25 cars in it. And I asked my brother when I was getting ready to do it. I was like, what do you think? Is this still a thing? He's like, oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm wrong.
It's true. But there's something about getting that one gift under the tree that you wanted it so bad and you're so excited about it, you know? And I was thinking about it. Like, there's only a few moments in your life when you get the, oh my gosh, moment.
Yeah.
Raven, Julie, Justin, what was that moment for you? That gift that you opened that blew you away for the holidays?
You know, I got to say, for myself personally, surprises were the thing that I don't often get surprised, right? So when something gets opened up and I totally didn't expect it, and I'm like, wait a minute, this is awesome. That's a different situation than when I'm expecting something.
Okay.
Specifically, I can remember a sled I got when I was like 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah.
And it was the fastest sled on the hill. I grew up in a neighborhood that if you played your cards right, it was a condo complex. You could start at the beginning and you could make yourself like a quarter mile all the way through the complex down. And I'm talking high speeds. But if you caught just the right enough amount of speed, Anna, you could cross the street at the bottom and then go another, like, I don't know, 500 yards or something like that. It was crazy.
Yeah. Little Raven is launching himself.
Oh, my God. That sled used to make it all the time. I have one right now at my house that I ordered, actually, but I don't think it'll achieve the same speeds.
You're a grown man, really.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
Okay.
Mine is more sentimental.
Okay.
I was getting really into photography, and my parents wanted to get me business cards so that I could give them out. And my boyfriend has a graphic designer background, so he had designed me a logo. So they collaborated and they made me a personalized business card. And I cried when I opened it, not because of the gift. The gift was amazing and I loved it, but because they kind of worked together and I saw that relationship growing and I was really, really overwhelmed.
Oh, that's so nice.
Very touching, right?
Yes.
Do you have any of those cards left?
Yeah.
Of course you do, because nobody hands out business cards.
I'm going to give them to both of you.
Yeah, bring them in, please.
I'm going to put it right on my tree.
Anna, we should cry when we receive them. That is nice,
overwhelmed.
Though.
Yeah.
Very nice. You know, my grandparents loved me, too, when they gave me that sled, just by the way, Julie.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Justin, how about you?
I had the most Christmas morning. I don't even want to say the year, but contextually, a double whammy. I got an Atari 2600.
Oh, what a great year.
And a Castle Grayskull on the same Christmas morning.
That's amazing.
My young mind was blown. The two best toys in the world on the same day.
You don't know the Castle Grayskull, Anna. That was like the Barbie doll house for guys.
Oh.
And it was big and elaborate, and it was not cheap.
Okay.
The He-Man Masters of the Universe, the big playset. It was spectacular.
Bring that in tomorrow, too.
Do you still have it, Justin?
Play with that.
It might be in an attic or a basement
There's
somewhere.
Nothing that would make me giggle more, Julie, than these two boys on the floor.
With their sled.
And their man castle, their gray castle thing that they're playing with, and like six Barbies. For me, when I was little, it was the Cabbage Patch doll. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but like that was a big deal to get one of those. And I knew my dad had basically jumped through hoops to like figure out how to get it.
I mean, that was like the first thing that people were like standing in line for, getting into fist fights over.
Because remember, Santa Claus couldn't bring Cabbage Patch kids
back then.
Oh, no, there
was too many.
There was too many being requested. So it was a whole thing. That was a I'll never forget. It was like Santa says this year, no, don't ask for Cabbage
Patch.
Good
luck, Santa.
And then there was one under the tree.
3 months, right?
Yeah. Number one hottest, most in-demand toy of 2024 is Hot Wheels. It's always so exciting when you open something under the tree that you really, really wanted and you were expecting.
For me, the surprise still trumps everything else, but you'll always remember that best gift you got.
You know, and as a kid, it was a Cabbage Patch Kid, but I have to say, my husband surprised me one year with a new iPhone, and I think because I wasn't expecting it at all, I was like, oh my gosh, you know?
Right.
What was the surprise that you got that you'll never forget?
I was about 12 years old. My parents got me a karaoke machine, and I had the best night of my life that night, and I feel like that entire year that followed, I used that karaoke machine till it couldn't make any more sound.
Karaoke machines are always fun at parties to have, and when you're a kid and you get one, you automatically become Taylor Swift.
I think the first time you get anything with a microphone that you can sing into,
mm-hmm.
right? When I was growing up, they used to have these microphones that you would turn them on, and it would like echo, but it would send a signal to your radio. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, yeah. They used to have these microphones that it would like, you would be singing on the radio with the song. I mean, it sounded terrible. It wasn't good sound, and the signal was questionable at best. Probably gave somebody a tumor, frankly. This is before Bluetooth, but this was a thing. Anytime you get a microphone as a kid and you can sing along, definitely big. I believe you.
Absolutely.
Great year.
Andy, how about you? Best gift you ever got?
The best gift I ever got? Someone handed me 300 scratchers, 300 lottery scratchers, and I was able to win some money, you know? So not only did I get the gift one time, I was able to get a gift the second time, winnings that I received.
How old were you?
I was going to say, wait a minute.
For me, I was 19 years old.
Oh, at least you were of age. I've been listening to a lot of the commercials that have been airing from the lottery, and it says, like, scratch-offs are not a gift for a child.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, tell my mom that, because I've been getting them since I was four.
I always like to get a couple scratchers dropped down in a card. Makes me feel happy.
I still get them every Christmas in my stocking for my mom. Yeah.
Not a bad gift.
Yeah.
Unless you're four.
Unless you're 4 years old. Exactly.
Unless you're four, not really appropriate, but you know.
But 19, that's a cool gift to get. 300, too. That keeps you occupied for like an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to hope that I'm going to win something.
Natalie, what was the best gift you ever got for the holidays?
The best gift I ever got for the holidays has been an iPad. I've been eyeing this iPad, but I was like, I need to be responsible because it's really outside of my budget. And then my mom bought it for me. So that was like the best surprise and best gift.
The best when your mom comes through with a gift.
Like a gift that you know is pricey.
Yeah.
Right? And that you're not really asking people for it because you know it's too much, right?
Yep.
But you want it. You know, you've come to terms with yourself that you're not getting it. And then you get it and you're like, oh!
That's how you know you're an adult. When you don't ask for what you really want because you know it's too much money.
It's true.
Because kids don't care.
No, no.
They'd be like, I want a Lamborghini.
No, we had a kid that asked for, what did he want?
He wanted a race car. And
he wanted something else that was awesome.
A moped. What did he want?
I forget what it was, but he it wanted was like two big things.
It was like an easy like $5,000 of Christmas gifts.
Yeah, like you needed a license and registration to get it.
Nick, best gift ever.
I've got holiday socks and a holiday sweater, and every year I always have to pull it out because there's always a party where they say you have to wear a holiday sweater. So I have an ugly Christmas sweater and I have ugly Christmas socks that I got for a gift that I use every year for the past 15 years.
15 years. Wow.
Oh, man.
I mean, those socks. I hope you only wear them once a year.
What is it, Step Brothers, where you're like, I really like your sweater, Brennan. He's like, thanks, it was my mom's. I pulled out the shoulder pads, he says to his new mom. Oh, that's so great.